G'day, this is Nurki with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time in the ATS government feed in response to the How to Identify Disinformation pod thread. In response to my first podcast, Devil Wasp asked me to clarify a few things. Okie dokie, so I'll give that a shot. It's rather amusing to see an American government department proclaim that it knows the truth and that it is the defining source of information. Not unlike the Ministry of Truth in George Orwell's 1984. Since the majority of so-called truths that we see nowadays are only relative rather than universal and defining, we have a liar's paradox when it comes to identifying disinformation. On the one hand of the scale, we have the US Department of State proclaiming that Rens.com, Al Jazeera.com, and a few other conspiracy websites are just spewing out crap. And on the other side, we have the rest of the world saying the American government's spewing crap. Because of my extreme hatred for the American government, I choose to believe the rest of the world, and not the disinformation experts at the Ministry of Truth in America. Some of their categories of disinformation and methods of disinformation gone about in that article may have been correct, but their examples and their altruistic intention being only relative rather than universal, is wrong. The American government does not have the best track record for telling the truth, nor would they truly have an impartial view when it comes to disinformation. Anything working contrary to their beliefs and what they've so-called researched as being the truth will be seen as disinformation if it goes against their will. I do not believe the American government, nor the American military, nor the American media. Therefore, everything they say to me, I need to take with a grain of salt. I am more inclined to believe independent sources that are not related to the corporations that control the media in America, or the corporations that control the media in the rest of the Western world, for that matter. And that includes Communist China's Ministry of Truth. They say history is written by the winner. The propaganda machines of nation-states work very hard to make sure that anything that will work against their favour is taken out of the public eye. That includes attacking their credibility using their own sources instead of totally impartial, independent sources. Disinformation all comes down to whether or not we trust the sources. When it comes to the American government and the American media, or the rest of the Western media, I don't trust them. Well, this is Nurki clarifying a few things that he stated in his first disinformation post. And now this is Nurki signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Infinite Global Podcast.